100 Steps with God, Inspiring Messages That Will Strengthen Your Faith, Volume 1, Special Edition, by Steve McDonald. Dedicated to my grandmother, Maisie Lee James. Acknowledgements. 100 Steps with God was an idea I explored as I contemplated ways to expand the reach and impact of messages for an online ministry I founded in 2022, Walking in Step with God Ministries. One of the ways our ministry provides a preview of each week's message is to share quotes from the upcoming message. Over time, I have witnessed the extent to which our online community has truly enjoyed and engaged with these quotes. It occurred to me that if the community finds such enjoyment and inspiration in these quotes, then others outside of the community may find enjoyment and inspiration as well. This book, the first in a series, is a collection of quotes from messages over the time period of August 2022 to August 2023. We plan to release a new volume for the series each year with 100 new quotes of encouragement from messages. First and foremost, I need to thank God for this amazing privilege to be used as a vessel to share wisdom. I do not take credit for the contents of this book, nor the messages I record nearly every week. I credit the Holy Spirit. You see, before each message, I ask the Holy Spirit what I should say about a particular topic. 2 or 3 hours later, I have words of wisdom that I would never have thought to say on my own. I imagine this is what is meant by God breathed. It surely feels this way. I have truly enjoyed and continue to enjoy the process of learning and forming a style of transparency and straightforwardness in walking in step with God messages. I think it is very important to keep it real as much as possible as we examine the intersection of our day-to-day lives and our walk with God. I feel blessed to be used as a vessel to share encouragement about our relationship with God, and I know I have so much more to learn and opportunities to grow. The list of people to thank for this book is long, but in this first volume, I would like to acknowledge the people who have been involved in supporting the ministry from day one and its continued growth. I'd like to thank my dear friends Anastasia and Shwarnim for providing me the safe space to share my walk with God with you. Each of you has played a vital role in helping me to understand the opportunity to share my experiences with the world. Without the two of you, this entire ministry would not have started, and this book would not exist. I would also like to thank the people who have been fans and supporters of Walking in Step with God Ministries from day one. Many thanks to Jennifer, Enoch, Derek, Philip, Chris, Nicole, Gigi, Davida, Maria, Gregory, Darlene, Marlon, and Amy. Many thanks to the friends and family who recently learned of the ministry and immediately offered their support and encouragement. A special thanks to my family, Tina, Corey, and Holland, who supported me at every step of the ministry. A special thanks to my wife, Tina, for your patience with my working all sorts of crazy hours for this ministry, especially during my staycation of August 2023, to create this book. I am excited to be sharing this journey with you in life and all that the ministry is bringing into our lives. Thank you for the feedback and brainstorming and writing the back cover for the book. Thank you to my mother, Maisie, for your unwavering support. Thank you to my brothers Matthew, John, and Joseph, who are enthusiastic supporters upon the announcement that I was launching this ministry on Thanksgiving Day of 2022. Thank you to all of the staff and volunteers of Walking in Step with God Ministries. Your hard work and dedication is a blessing in so many ways, and the ministry would not be where it is today without you. About this book. This book is a collection of quotes from messages recorded at Walking in Step with God Ministries over the time period of August 2022 to August 2023. Each chapter of this book corresponds to a single message, 33 messages in all. For each message, there are up to 4 quotes extracted from a message. In this special edition of the book, for each quote, scripture is provided that offers context and/or foundation for the quote. Additionally, a prompt is provided for reflection about the quote, along with an area to journal a response. All scripture quotations, unless otherwise indicated, are taken from the New King James Version Bible. All of the messages in this book can be found on the ministry website, www.walkininstepwithgod.org/messages. The messages contained in this book cover a range of topics. Messages can be viewed by topic on the Walking in Step with God website as well, www.walkininstepwithgod.org/topics. If the quotes in this book inspire and encourage you, I invite you to follow our ministry online to receive our regular content. Find us on your favorite social media platform as Walking in Step with God. Or join our newsletter at www.walkininstepwithgod.org. May God use these quotes to lead you, guide you, and inspire you to strengthen your faith in Him. May He order your steps to His perfect plans for you. Bless you. Steve McDonald. Scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4, verse 13. Message number 1. How to be a light to the world. Help those who are in need. Quote number 1. Is there a cause that is important to you? Why not set aside some of your money to donate to the cause on a monthly basis? Scripture. Give and it will be taken to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Luke 6, verse 38. Prompt. Do you donate on a regular basis to a cause important to you? Why do you donate? Quote number 2. One of the most wonderful things about walking with God is recognizing that often your walk with Him can and will go beyond just you. Scripture. Give to Him who asks you. And from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. Matthew 5, verse 42. Prompt. Can you describe a recent time when you gave to someone in need? What did you give? How did your faith impact your giving? Quote number 3. One of the most powerful ways we can help others in need is to ask God to use us to help others. Scripture. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags, which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Luke 12, verses 33 through 34. Prompt. Can you recall a time when you recognized God used you to help someone in need? What was the need? How did you feel in the moment to respond to the need? Would you do it again? Message number 2. How to be a light to the world. Do no harm. Quote number 1. Peace is a virtue that can be difficult to come by without a close and intimate walk with God. Scripture. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. 1 John 4, verse 7. Prompt. Describe a time when you struggled to keep the peace and asked God for strength. Quote number 2. God and only God can give us the strength to have love in our heart when harm has been inflicted upon us. Scripture. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Leviticus 19, verse 18. Prompt. Have you ever taken revenge on someone who hurt you? If yes, explain why. If no, why not? Quote number 3. In our walk with God, let us model how God is forgiving of us. Seek a stance of forgiveness for those who have caused you harm. Scripture. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Mark 11, verse 25. Prompt. When was the last time you forgave someone? Was it easy or difficult to forgive? In either case, explain why. Message number 3. How to be a light to the world. Honor your temple. Quote number 1. How we deal with stress can affect how we show up for others. Scripture. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul. Psalm 94, verse 9. Prompt. Can you think of a time when stress, anxiety, or worry kept you from assisting someone who was in need? How would you handle the situation the next time it occurs? Quote number 2. Ask God to give you guidance and discernment as to how to restructure your life in a way to be less overwhelmed. Scripture. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Matthew 6, verse 34. Prompt. Are you overwhelmed? If yes, will you ask God for assistance? If no, will you ask God to use you to help someone who is overwhelmed? Quote number 3. In honoring your temple, you provide an environment for God to dwell in you and share his light through you to the world. Scripture. It is in vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Psalm 127, verse 2. Prompt. What is something you can do this week to cherish your temple? Message number 4. How to be a light to the world. Pray. Quote number 1. While we may have a strong desire to be a light to the world, often there are areas of our life that we may need to address in order to properly be equipped to help others. Scripture. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off, concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4, verse 20 through 24. Prompt. Is there an area of your life that you know needs work in order to be of service to others? What is the first step you can take to make progress on this work? Quote number 2. Ask God today and every day, not only for the opportunities to be a light to the world, but the courage and strength to act when the opportunity presents itself. To be able to push through the hesitation and discomfort, and maybe even fear. To trust God is leading you and guiding you and equipping you to help that individual. Scripture. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Hebrews 13, verse 16. Prompt. Can you think of a time that you hesitated to help someone in need? What will you do the next time you are in a position to help someone? Quote number 3. Taking care of our whole self, mind, body, and spirit creates a space in us for God's light to dwell and flourish. Scripture. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Prompt. What can you plan this year to take care of your mind, body, and spirit? What can you plan for the years ahead to take better care of your whole self? Message number 5. How to be a light to the world. Acts of kindness. Quote number 1. The unexpected and even unwarranted gifts can be some of the most precious gifts of all. Scripture. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4, verse 32. Prompt. Can you describe a recent time when you performed a random act of kindness? How did it make you feel? Quote number 2. Some of the most powerful forms of kindness are the ones that are selfless. Scripture. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Philippians 2, verse 4. Prompt. Can you describe a time that someone performed a selfless act of kindness for you? How did it make you feel? Quote number 3. Consider another approach to people who have wronged you. Kindness. Scripture. Finally, all of you will be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. 1 Peter 3, verse 8 through 9. Prompt. Can you describe a time someone wronged you and you did not retaliate? How did you practice kindness? Closing prayer. Father God, thank you for the words of wisdom and direction offered in this book. We pray that you will continue to teach, guide, and order our steps as we walk with you each day. Help us to know of your presence, both in times of peace and in times of adversity, in times of abundance and times of lack. Help us to know you are near regardless of how things may appear in the natural. Remind us of the words of wisdom offered in this book when our thoughts and our actions lead us astray. Give us the signs to keep us aligned with the perfect plans you have in store for us. May your light shine brightly in our lives and in our hearts as we strive each day to walk in step with you. Amen.